Well, that music means
Bronco babble.
Somebody said that for true babble, the three of us should talk at the same time.
That's a good idea. Because
yeah, I think so too.
Neither of us really has much to say about the Broncos because they're so bad. We need to talk about it all.
I like that.
I do too.
Yeah, maybe we should do that on a regular basis.
I think we should.
Yeah, it's the only time where you're allowed to talk at the same time.
Yeah.
Where it's not rude.
Yeah, we're babbling.
Yeah, exactly.
Simultaneously. Okay.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Lukester.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. Did you?
I did, but I didn't have a very good Sunday.
Me either. It sucked.
It sort of felt like Paxton crying over there on the bench.
I know, but I feel badly that the media made such a big deal of his crying on the bench. The poor guy.
Yeah.
He was one of the sportscasters. I'm sure you listened to the same channel, but they were saying that he was so excited the night before to get his shot, and then it all fell apart.
Yeah, so, and I feel so bad.
It was a pretty good snapshot of the whole season, though.
It was.
Him crying on the bench like that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, of course, was the fight.
The big fight. That, can you believe that fight? Could you believe that?
Yeah,
well, I mean,
it's like Aqib said. Michael Crabtree didn't come out to play. He came out to
beat him up,
to wrestle. Yeah, said or something. Yeah.
But that's pretty ballsy for Aqib to tear the gold chain off his neck.
I know it's the second time he's done it. What's that about?
Yeah.
Well, he did it the first. He did it the first time. You know, they got into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he after Crabtree attacked him. He decided to do it a second time.
Well, actually, the story... Now, somebody said the Broncos need to get their story straight because John Elway has one and Aqib has one and Chris Harris has another.
Oh.
But supposedly he had sucker punched Chris Harris.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that...
I saw it.
Yeah, and
you
that...
Did?
He says,
yes, I saw
oh,
it.
I didn't see
well,
that.
Well, I think they did replay that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw
oh,
they were saying that was the catalyst for the...
Okay.
But would he really not have gone over there and ripped his chain off anyway? I don't know. He's
Who
cocky.
Knows? Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Someone's calling.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
I was calling to see if you were having Bronco Babble.
Well, why wouldn't we, Lisa? Why wouldn't we? We are here.
It's Thursday, after all.
Yeah. Rain or shine, good or bad, win or lose.
Okay.
We will babble.
So I heard that if all the fans... Before the game, if they stand up and do a superhero pose, we'll win the game.
You heard
Who
this?
Who did you hear that from?
I actually watched it on a TV program and was something else, but I think it'll work for the Broncos as well.
Sounds like fake news to me.
I think it'll work.
Well,
really? It's as good as some of Jane's.
Yeah,
that's true.
Suggestions have been.
It's not quite as good as my meditation suggestion.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was good.
Well, the Bronco juice didn't work either. So
right, no, it didn't.
But it made you happy, right?
Yes, it made me happy.
Well, okay. Lisa, what did you think about Paxton Lynch crying on the bench?
Bunch of crybabies.
Huh?
I didn't see him crying. Sorry.
He cried for quite a while.
Yes,
he was
he
pretty
did.
Inconsolable.
He was, yeah.
Yep.
I really loved it when CJ came over and put his arm
I
around him.
I did too.
Him. That was really touching.
That was really sweet.
Yeah.
But then he said the next day that he thought he had played pretty well.
Oh,
he was 9 of 14 for 41 yards in three quarters.
My mic just.
No,
is my mic
on? It's on.
That's weird. Oh, there we go. So, okay, he's delusional.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah, he is delusional.
I think they're just trying too hard. If they just go back to playing football like they used to know how to play.
And relax. That's why my...
Relax.
Yes.
We're getting back to the meditation.
That's
I can see it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why my suggestion is the best. That they all go out on the field before the game and meditate.
Either that or somebody.
And then do a superhero pose, and it for sure will win.
Right.
Yeah, the superhero pose might induce some laughs, and that's what they need.
Exactly.
Forget the crying. Let's laugh a little and lighten things up.
Stop fighting.
Exactly.
But, fighting.
But we are playing Crybaby Jay, Sarah.
Oh, that's right. But is he in now? He was hurt for a while. Is he back?
He's
in. Oh, wow.
We're playing Crybaby Jay, Lisa, Miami.
That's right.
So we can't have everybody crying then?
No.
All right.
We'll leave the crying to Jay.
Yeah. What's your score?
So my prediction will be, oh, goodness gracious, 21-17 Broncos.
Okay. She's sticking with the Broncos.
Yep.
All right.
Who we're playing Crybaby Jay Cutler.
The Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
In Miami.
Right. And Adam Gase is their coach.
So let me. I have Martha with me, Jane.
Hi, Martha.
So you want to give a prediction, Martha? Yes. The football game.
Hi, Martha. What's Martha's prediction?
She says 35-10 Dolphins.
Oh, Martha, you traitor.
She's calling you a traitor, Martha. All right. You guys.
Thanks for calling. But wait, here's the other interesting thing. Vance Joseph came from the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah,
that's right. That was one of his. You are on Bronco Babble. Hello, caller.
Hi. I think that it's time for the Broncos to get Colin Kaepernick.
I agree.
Who are you?
This is Gavin.
Oh, Gavin.
But I think we've been dinking around with these guys all year. I don't dislike the quarterbacks as people, but I just think it's time to get a real professional NFL quarterback and stop the boycott.
Huh. Maybe they could fashion like a mouth guard that doesn't allow words to come out of his mouth.
Maybe. I think, but wouldn't that be cool if we got
Colin Kaepernick.
You love him.
You don't like empowered black athletes?
No, I love empowered black athletes, but, you know, there's a time and a place to talk, and there's a time and a place to not talk.
I think,
wow,
Gavin,
so I agree with you. Could grin and bear it.
No, you know, I'm actually kind of surprised, but I think the reason they didn't take Colin when they had a chance is because he was asking too much money.
Yeah, and I believe there are some health issues, aren't there? I mean, he wasn't fully... Well, yeah, he had some injuries, and I don't think he was fully healthy. Huh. They weren't sure.
Right, that's right.
Huh. Yeah. Well, I think we should go for Colin.
I do, too.
Let's do it.
Wow, okay. Well, I love it.
Yeah. Do you have a score in mind?
I mean, I'm sorry, but I think the Dolphins are going to win, and I think it's going to be something like 35-17.
Okay. Who else guessed that?
Well, Lisa.
But remember, that's pretty generous that the Broncos score 17.
I think that's pretty generous about the Dolphins, too. They're not exactly a high-powered offense, but they're playing the Broncos after all, so
exactly. Exactly.
Guys, keep up all the great work. Really enjoying the show. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Call us 963-2976, and you know, maybe at this point we should mention that, well, we have another caller already. Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
Boards are lighting up.
Hi, Bronco Babble.
Hi.
I have something that makes me mad about the Broncos.
Who is this?
And it is...
Wait, who are you?
Oh, this is an anonymous caller.
Okay. You can make up a name.
Other people
Anderson, do. When they send Anderson up the middle, and he never goes anywhere. Why don't they do some different play calling? Get creative, get funky, you know, do something. They're just like, they keep doing the same thing over and over again.
I think the play calling is horrendous.
It sucks.
Yeah, they don't seem, I don't think their game planning is good. They don't seem ready.
We need new coaches, and you are absolutely right. I meant to bring that up, but I forgot about it with CJ.
Well, I'd love to be right.
Well, you are. I think you are, anyway.
In Jane's opinion, you are right.
Exactly.
Okay, very good.
But you're right. They don't. They're not getting creative at all. They need to do something major. You know.
Yeah.
It's the coaches.
Take it up, big time.
Exactly.
Take it up.
Yep.
We don't have anything to lose.
Do you have?
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Oh, we didn't get a prediction.
Oh, are you there still?
Are you still there?
He wants to. He's anonymous.
Okay. Well, he can. Okay. Anonymous can predict.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was Craig that correctly predicted the Bengals' victory.
Yeah. So I think he's 2-0 now. I mean,
he is. Craig's in the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the only one that predicted the Bengals. Would win.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And not only that, but he was only 5 points off.
This is Craig.
Craig is the expert this year. Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
It's not Craig.
Oh. Sorry.
That's okay.
So my prediction, I might not be quite so right.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Ray.
Ray.
Ray, the Vikings fan.
Yay.
Yes.
Go Vikings.
9-2 Vikings. Yeah, who'd have thought?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to face plant, but maybe they won't. Maybe
No. Don't
Here's what
say
I'm,
don't even
I'm
say.
Waiting for them. I am waiting for them to not bring back Case Keenum and the Broncos get Case Keenum.
Yeah, Jane's
That's
all,
what I'm waiting
Jane's
for.
Jane's all hot about the fact that they have three quarterbacks that are going to be free agents, and she thinks we need to take Keenum.
I do.
Is he going to be a free agent?
Yes. Sam Bradford, Case Keenum, and Teddy Bridgewater, all free agents.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. But they think Case Keenum's going to go to the Redskins. That's the prediction at this point, if the Vikings let him go.
I want him.
Jane wants
for
him.
Us.
She wants Sloter back,
too. I do. I want Sloter back, too.
Well, why not just get Elway back?
He's too old.
I don't know about that. Maybe he'd do better. Yeah, Trevor actually did pretty good.
He did.
I thought.
What do you think, Ray?
You mean as far as this last game?
Yeah.
Case Keenum? Are you talking about him?
No. We're back to the Broncos.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, I didn't watch that game.
Oh.
Well, you didn't miss anything.
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you. Time to take a nap on Sunday.
La La Land all weekend.
You were?
Well, the Vikings.
Oh, the Vikings,
Thursday. Yeah. So I was like, just doot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't need any more football.
I didn't watch any more football that weekend. I don't.
Right. I don't blame you.
Okay, 21-20 Dolphins.
Ooh, whoa.
Close game.
Whoa.
Wow, three.
They tried everybody, and Simeon looked okay, I guess, from what I heard.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
And there seems to be a lot of disconcertedness, is that the right word
discombobulation?
There's a lot of
frustration. I believe fighting with Crabtree and that his name Crabtree. Yeah,
yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That it's starting to set in, and that's not a good sign. So hopefully they have a sunnier day and they play better.
Go ahead. Go on.
I just don't know that they'll beat the Dolphins. They're in Miami, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Ray.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
You guys have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, somebody said Vance Joseph hasn't lost the locker room. The players like him, but he's lost control of the team.
Yes,
they're not. They're out of control.
Yeah, they are.
They're going rogue, saying things to the media, talking about stuff they shouldn't be talking about.
Really?
Like what?
I don't know. I didn't read all the quotes, but they were just saying that it's just like the team, he's just lost control of the team. They're just doing their own thing, and that fight was ridiculous. And then Elway comes on and says that Tlaib shouldn't have been suspended? Really?
Well, he was now. They only suspended him
for one game.
Yeah.
He's the captain.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly. Wow. He shouldn't. He needs to set an example. Yeah. Not start fights.
Yeah.
With Krabby Tree. 963-2976. If you have a comment to make about our Broncos, or if you want to place your guess for the score of this week's game, we're playing the Miami Dolphins and Crybaby Jay with Crybaby Jay as quarterback. And so that's one reason I want them to lose, Miami.
Yeah, that's another reason.
Yeah.
Do you have a shoe fetish, ladies?
A shoe fetish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you have a shoe fetish?
No, but no. Guy.
Well, it's I ask because everybody in this game has their custom-made cleats because it's my cause, my cleats Sunday in the NFL.
Oh, really?
So everybody's had their cleats designed and produced and painted or whatever to illustrate their cause. So,
I saw.
So if you have a shoe fetish, this is the Sunday.
This is the game
to watch.
Crap! Oh. I'm gonna not watch any. I'm gonna have to listen.
Oh, that's right. Sarah's leaving town, so she won't be here next week. She's going to Mexico.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of singing, Jane, do you even have the first line?
No.
Jane was working on a song.
I'm gonna write a Broncos song.
Uh oh.
I am, and
she also threatened to sing the whole 5-minute, 3-second Dodger song.
Yeah,
maybe on another program.
Right, I know. Sarah won't even let me sing it to her.
No,
really?
I just sang a sample of it, she cut me off
after like a minute. I said, "Okay, that's enough."
Yeah,
but no, it's going to be short.
The Broncos song.
The Broncos song.
Is it going to be a blues song?
No.
No. Really?
No.
You don't even have a... Can you give us a teaser?
No.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise. Okay. It's going to be a complete surprise.
Okay.
It's like a Christmas carol.
Yeah, like a Christmas gift to the two of you and to our fans.
Wow.
My Broncos song.
Huh.
To the Babel fans.
Wow.
The Babel rabble.
Yeah.
Love it. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Babel rabble.
Babble, babble, rabble. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's going to be part of my song.
Maybe. Might have to incorporate it.
That's pretty clever.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I kind of thought you were a clever person.
As he shakes his finger at me.
No, I love it. I don't know if you listen to this show after we do it. Do you ever?
I don't.
Not after, I don't.
Well, we post it on the website, right? So you can listen.
Oh,
we should.
But I do, because I want this show to be as good as it can be.
Right.
And the only way we can do that is by listening to all of our mistakes or all of our glories. But every time I do, there's at least 3 laugh out loud moments. Yeah. So
wow.
I think we're a great team.
963-2976 if you want to weigh in on our team right here at KDNK.
Come on,
rather than
rabble.
The Broncos.
Babble rabble, call us 963-2976.
Babble rabble rabble.
We are rabble,
rabble,
at this
rabble
point,
babble. Babble rabble babble rabble babble babble rabble rabble.
She's off and running.
Well,
okay, wait. I do have something to say.
Uh-oh.
About the game.
Okay.
At this point in the season, I really do think we should keep losing so that we can have a higher draft pick.
I don't know if we're going to have to try too hard to do that, though.
No,
we might be able to accomplish that anyway.
Yes.
We don't have to take the ship's already going down.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think we need to, as soon as the season's over, and they're probably very nice guys, but fire our coaches.
I don't know. I
really do.
That's a touchy thing.
Of course it's touchy, but what have they done? I mean, we have gone downhill since these coaches have been on the team.
Hmm. Well, so I guess somebody has to take the fall, but
it's not all the quarterback.
No, you're right.
So... what do you think, Sarah?
No, it's definitely not all the quarterback.
I don't know. I kind of like Vance, even if he is.
I like
he
Vance.
Seems like a nice guy.
I read an article about the coaches that when Elway got Reeves booted out of there, he wanted to run the offense the way he wanted to run it, and that if he's going to hire somebody that's going to be successful here, this guy's point was that really Gary Kubiak was the perfect guy because – Elway respects Kubiak, so Kubiak is a strong enough guy to stand up to Elway when he's wrong, and Elway will take whatever input he has because he also respects Gary Kubiak and what he does. And this guy was saying, I just don't see Vance Joseph being able to do that. He's a nice guy. The players like him, but I don't know that he's the right coach for this team.
Right. Huh. Interesting.
That is interesting. And it makes sense. And when Anonymous called, this is another thing that Anonymous said when he called about Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that bugs me every single game. They put him, they run them up the middle all the time.
Yeah, and it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So why
aren't
they changing things?
Well, maybe Bill Musgrave will change things a little bit.
Well, he was there last week and he didn't.
I know,
well,
but yeah, he had just, you know, and the quarterback thing was, he had Paxton, who he had.
Right, that's true.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Sorry.
You're sorry?
Bill. Sorry, Bill, if you're listening to Bronco babble by him.
I doubt if Bill Musgrave is babble rabble.
I apologize.
But maybe, I mean, they talked about how complicated the offensive playbook was with, what's his name, so.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe it'll make a difference. Well. I don't know. We got a lot of holes to plug.
We do. 963-2976. The ship is on its way down.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, but
it's
we can rearrange the deck chairs. You
That's
know,
true.
On.
That's true.
Well, Felix did pick the Broncos.
Felix
he did?
Did?
He did, yes.
What's his prediction?
He picked the Broncos 18-17.
For this week?
Yes, for this week.
I'm going to pick the Broncos, too.
Well, you always
do,
Jane. Have you ever not picked them?
No,
really?
I never have, because I believe that all the positive energy that can be sent to them as much as possible can only help.
And you're not really interested in earning your own T-shirt, which you're going to have to buy for the winner of this contest.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
Yes, hello. This is Pepe Villete.
Who?
Calling Pepe.
Pepe.
Hi, Pepe.
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 Yes.
Pepe.
I know who he's going to predict the Dolphins because Pepe is from Miami.
Only because these are two very horrible teams that are playing on Sunday. Yes. If I could have them have a negative score, I would give them that. That they both have horrible, horrible quarterbacks. And well, it will be a tire fire of a game. So yeah. I will go ahead and pick the Dolphins 3, Broncos 0.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Pepe.
That is a bold score prediction.
But yes, I'm from Miami, but much love for Carbondale and much love for KDNK.
Oh, thanks, Pepe. Thanks, Pepe.
Well, Pepe could be onto something.
I like Pepe.
The Denver scoring offense is ranked 26th,
right,
and the Dolphins is ranked 30th. So he could be onto something.
Three
with 3-0.
I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
I might. My guess might be 2-0.
2-0.
The safety.
The line actually is even. I think the Dolphins were bummed because they weren't even given the advantage being the home team, but the line right now is even.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, but our defensive line has the flu.
We do?
Oh,
three
yeah.
Three or four of them.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I'm sure both teams are infected with the swine flu.
Oh, Pepe.
Oh, God.
You're
well,
funny.
That's not going to help.
Thank you very much. I will have a great weekend.
You
Thanks,
too,
Pepe.
Pepe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
3-0, Pepe predicts. I like that.
That's pretty funny.
Well, Jane, I think it's getting time for you to start channeling. Or Sarah, do you have your score already?
I'm going
to
channel. Luke, do you have yours?
No, I guess I need to, though, don't I? Let's see.
I'm just really not feeling it today. We'll see what Jane's going to channel over there.
Oh. Oh. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Broncos 2, Miami nothing. No, I'm teasing.
Okay.
I'm teasing. Okay, I say Broncos 24, Miami 21.
How about that? I'm going to predict 21-21.
Oh, a tie?
It ends in a tie?
Even after
overtime.
Yep.
Really?
That's my prediction.
Okay.
All right.
Sarita?
I just keep picking the Broncos, and they just keep losing. So
do I.
Yeah, I know.
So does Luke. Well, no, Luke doesn't always
pick
the Broncos.
No, Luke and I sometimes
That's
have to
true.
Pick the other team. I was going to go Broncos, but I think now that you tell me that the line also has the flu, that's just like one more reason that I'm just not so sure they can pull this off. So I'm going to take Miami 17, Broncos 14.
Who has the flu on the defense?
Domata Peko.
Ooh, he's good.
Derek
he's
Wolf
good.
Has a neck injury. Shelby Harris has the flu.
Ooh.
I don't know what they're doing in that defensive line.
What are they going to do?
Well, it's only Thursday, so, you know, well, they're going to give them some IVs and
let them
shoot them up with stuff. Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well,
they could rebound.
Trevor had a touch of the flu, too.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
After the game?
No, just in the last several days.
Oh, after the game.
Yeah, Trevor didn't practice yesterday, nor did Derek Wolf or Peko or Paxton or...
Well, Paxton's out for a couple weeks.
Sanders.
Or right. Sanders either.
Sanders had the flu?
No, he's got his ankle injury still.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Right. Was exacerbated.
So maybe we could, one of you said shoot them up with something. Maybe we can think of something to shoot them up with.
Uh-huh.
Like a performance-enhancing drug.
Oh, something totally illegal, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
A hypo full of love. I don't think love is going to get him anywhere, though.
No.
Not on the football field. Maybe off it. Yeah, definitely off it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we all have our...
Yeah, we all... Yes. The only... We didn't hear from Craig, so I guess...
Where is Craig? Craig, you are the leader of the pack right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the most wins. I mean,
the most wins because he picks the Broncos to lose.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's sad.
963-2976. If you have any last-minute comments or last-minute guesses or you want to just babble, give us a call. Two more minutes.
Yep. Do it quickly. Just a minute and a half left.
Babble. Should we just babble?
Babble.
Okay, everybody just
let's all talk
at
the same time. Let's all talk at the same time.
Well, Luke's not joining in.
No, he's not.
I don't know what to say. It's like I said earlier, there's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, I'm not talking.
You're not ready to babble.
Right. But Jane might sing.
She might. If you give her a window, she will.
I'll sing. Oh,
here we go.
Them B. Oh, them B R.
Oh, this is the Dodgers song.
B-R-O-N-B-R-O-N-C-O-S. Go Broncos!
That's not bad.
Well,
it's not going to win
it's not original.
No, it's not.
It's the Dodgers song.
It's
that
the Dodgers song.
Oh, really?
She
beginning.
Just changed the letters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there even a Broncos song?
No. That's why I'm going to write one. And they're going to buy it.
And then she's going to call the front office and pitch it to
absolutely.
Them.
And then she's going to move to Aspen.
No, I am not ever going to move. I'm not going to move to Aspen, but I am. I'm going to make a lot of money and get all of this free Bronco stuff, and they're going to be champions.
You
can give it away.
You can get it almost free now because it's been discounted to 40% off right now.
I know.
Okay,
it's going
ladies,
down every day.
We have to go.
On that note.
We have to make room for Valley Voices.
Thanks all for listening if you listened.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Until next week.
Hasta la vista.
Go Broncos.